see you. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the event of an emergency, in the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll begin the roll call portion of the net. With or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with KO4CEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, and KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, and KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, and KQ4FRY, Rhonda in Lyman, and KF4NXY, David in Southern Greenville County, AF4SX, Miss Marie in Southern Greenville County, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick in Penrose, and KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, and K4WAC, Alex in Greenville. All the pre-check-ins out of the way, we'll go ahead and move up to Echo Link and Echo Link stations only. Please call me.
Net control. Please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. John, North Spartanburg, no traffic.
Welcome, KX4WTP, KX4WTF, Mr. John in Spartanburg. John, appreciate you checking in with us via Echo Link tonight, sir. All right, with that, I don't see any other Echo Link stations up, so we'll go ahead and move to the RF portion of the check-ins tonight. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. In chat, please check in Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, chat. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check with TW This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
In UE. Chad, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie, Uniform, Romeo, Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
That was a good group. Just wanted to let everyone know that I had a double in there, maybe even a triple. So if you do not hear your call sign, please recheck with me, please. First of all, we'd like to welcome KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. He brings along his wife, Miss Rena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all from Piedmont. Also, W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave and Easley, and KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt and Greenville. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 and UE.
Hey, Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
And UE. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little prize, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mr. Chad, and Miss Anna, and all on the net.
I'd like to welcome W4CTW, Mr. Tyler and Taylors, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary and Easley, and Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, I'm sorry, did you say you were in or out tonight, sir?
Just check us in and out tonight, Chad.
I got you. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
4NUE. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. Are there any additional stations Echo through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
KO4NUE. And November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike. Jerry and Campobello, negative and negative.
NUE. Nice day today, hey? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everybody has a good night. 73.
Hope you and Anna are well, please. Or India Oscar Echo. See us in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling to the net. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Also, we'd like to welcome N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello, and KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry? Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. In KC-4, he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC-4 MFK, Miss Donna in Greer, and W-4 IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO-4 NUE.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4, JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, good to hear you holding the net, no traffic, no comment.
I have you in the log, we'd like to welcome KO4, JKV, Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4, NUE. Nothing heard. Let's move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard. So we'll take a telephone relay tonight at KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel in Taylors. Daniel, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Evening, Chad. Miss Anna, please check NN0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, and the wind really stinks tonight. 20 miles an hour, Chad.
KO4NUE. Chad, good to hear you tonight. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
UE. Chad, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Pete Bond. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And 73 to you, Anna, and all on the net.
I'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. Tom, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hello to you. And Mr. Bob, AA1RD in Piedmont. All right, any additional stations Quebec for Quebec 3 Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any 4NUE. Okay, nothing heard. So we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
I got it all mixed up. Sorry about that. Net control. Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November, Bill at Mills River. And I'll be in and out this evening.
R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
We'd like to welcome KB2GUN, that's Mr. Bill in Mills River. And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard, North Carolina tonight. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Anything heard? So with that, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. And any station wishing not to hang around for RACG, you may secure your station at this time. So with that, we'll go and first on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, what you up to tonight, sir?
KK4JBQ here. I tried to sweep off the patio. The wind was so strong here, I couldn't get things moving the way I wanted to. And at one point, honestly, it was kind of a broad sweep broom, you know. It caught that broom and just pulled it right out of my hands. Truly. I don't think I've seen it windy like that here in the last 20 years, anyway. So this will usher in, what I'm hoping, is that this will usher in real springtime. We've had a good bit of water. You know, 4 days water, 1 day sun, 4 days water, 1 day sun. I don't know. I do hope that you're good and tight in your new shack, that your roof is a good quality roof. Let's say. Please, KK4JBQ, am I being heard?
Yeah.
Chad, a little time to consider. KK4JBQ.
And I agree with you on the wind. It's messing up the lower portion of 40 meters tonight, but 30 seems to be okay, but it's just wiped out up to about 70-10 on my wires. And I had to go out and adjust the weights on the wires and that today. It just seemed worse than most. I guess it wasn't. My weather station said 20. But anyway, I'll let you get back with Chad if he's back. You might have got a phone call. It's in 0TR.
04NUE in the truck. So I just dropped the power supply. So sorry about that, Larry. So I'm out in the truck and I lost you. I lost you talking about the wind. So go ahead and pick it up.
I'm really sorry. I don't know. Could the wind have been? Well, is the wind still rather brisk where you are?
Oh yeah, roger that. It's getting it pretty good.
Okay then. Well, that's it's unfortunate, but it just came our turn. I don't think I've seen wind quite like that here in the last 22 years. Pulled the broom right out of my hand as I was trying to sweep off the patio. It was the strong gusts, you know. It was, and you could hear it. It howled. I don't know what the wind was blowing through, but it was like a whistle. You know. So I'm not superstitious at all, but I don't like the wind talking to me. KK4JBQ.
I understand. Well, it was we had some extremes today. You know, a lot of water this morning, or a little bit of water this morning. Then the sun came out for a while. Then temperatures dropped, then the winds. And I spent about 4 hours putting the dipole up today and finally got it exactly where I wanted it and was just like, that looks great. I don't know, probably 60 feet or so, just laying right on top of the pine trees. And hooked my antenna up, started hooking up the radio. I said, no, let me see what it looks like. And SWR of about 43. So, that's 4 hours I won't ever get back.
Could you say 43-1? And, well, none telling what that, of course, I can't see it, and we don't know any particulars about it, but it sounds like there's something the matter. Could be corrected, but sounds like something's the matter. Well, I'm glad, although
I'm a little strange that you lost the power supply in your brand new shack. And do you know what might have been the issue there?
Matter of fact, I do. Sorry about that. I made one of my first repairs to a power supply today. You know, I had a broken one and decided I'd put it to the test. So, obviously, I've got some more work to do. But, hey, I made it through most of the net. That's positive, right?
Well, it works up to a point. And it says no more of this. I will have no more of this. So, it's what you might say, intermittent, I guess. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. So, anyway, Donna left this afternoon. She had a what proved to be a very interesting occasion to attend. I've never attended one myself, but it was a celebration for the, how would you say it? A family that we're acquainted with through the church had a son who just attained Eagle Scout, and they had a celebration and a ceremony, sort of, you know. And she came back just, you know, very impressed with everything about that. And a short little program describing some things that he had achieved along his path to Eagle Scout. It's good to know. I just don't hear about that often. I don't. That is still a something that people do. And I'm awfully proud of it myself. KK4 JBQ.
Okay. Well, I never attended Boy Scouts, and I don't think I know anybody that ever attended Boy Scouts. But that's kind of good that. How old is the Eagle Scout? That's kind of a big deal.
Wingos, that's the biggest deal. And I don't know whether girls do the same thing or have a similar. Maybe someone out there who knows better than me. Whether girls have a similar attainment of accomplishment, but there's all kinds of challenges, tasks. You know, it's sort of like the looking for the Holy Grail. You know, and community projects on top of that, and it's just fabulous what this young man, and I believe he's 17. I don't know when you become eligible. I think it's a rank type of thing, so there are probably younger ones and older ones. But it just does my soul good to know that that's still something that exists. And I was not a scout either. Had an opportunity, but my parents put their foot down and said, no, you will not. I didn't understand anything. I was just asking, you know. I was invited by a friend in the neighborhood who himself was a scout, and I guess they were recruiting, you know. But my parents never explained why they forbid me to participate. I don't know to this day, and they're both gone, so no figuring it out now. KK4 JPQ.
Watch that. Well, I know when I joined the military, that was one of the questions that we were asked when we went to MEPS, was, have you ever attended Boy Scouts, and if you had achieved the Eagle Scout badge, you went into basic training as a private first class.
So, you know, hey, that's fair amount of extra money per month, you know. So, we didn't have anybody in the platoon that was an Eagle Scout, but, you know, the Army recognized it. One pay grade.
By the thing, from what I do understand, is that there are a lot of challenges, a lot of extra stuff, and valuable things to know. Survival skills and direction finding. And as I think I mentioned earlier, community service. Getting your head in the right place. I think all of that sounds good. If there's any negative, I don't know it. But like I said, maybe someone knows more and can chime in. I would be interested to know anything further. KK4JBQ. I thought somebody would have to know a little more about Eagle Scout.
I've been involved with the scouting program up here for right at 40 years, and Eagle is the, which I was in scouts, and I got this thing that you get when you're 15, 16 years old called the fumes. Back in that day, it was gasoline and perfume. So I did not make it that far, but right now the only something on the order of about 6% of the youth who actually enroll in the scouting program make it to the rank of Eagle, and you are correct. It is it is the top rank in the, I have to get my terminology correct here because things have changed in a few years, Larry. Girls are now involved with the program. They work in separate units from boys, but they can also earn the rank of Eagle. And then I think in the Girl Scout program, they have what they call the Gold Award, which is, I think, equally as difficult. Their focus is a little bit different, but as far as the work goes, it's a lot, and the amount of work that you do to earn that Eagle rank is the equivalent of the amount of work to get an associate degree at one of the technical schools. And we'll leave it at that. It's a really big deal, and like I say, that young man is part of about 6% that finally made it, and he is to be congratulated. Turn it back to you, Larry, Casey, before you see him.
Up, Chad.
Power supply, number two might have decided to give up to there, Larry. I was hearing a lot of noise on his signal, and I couldn't decide whether it was my radio or his radio or the wind. I wasn't sure which, so maybe it was that first power supply because he cleared up when he came back. We'll turn it back down there and go back to doing what we were doing, but I was just curious to hear your note about the scout. Been a lot of changes in the last 10 years, and as far as I'm concerned, they've all been positive changes. I have a son and a daughter, and my son made it to Eagle, and I wish my daughter could have participated in that program. But her son, our grandson, is also an Eagle Scout, so. And she recognizes the way he goes about his work. She can see where that training has kicked in. So it's a good thing. Even today, it still is. Casey, for you again.
For NUE, go ahead, Larry. I'm trying to get things straightened out. You go ahead. I need just another minute or two.
We'll, Harry and I will entertain ourselves. So I wonder if there's that there is another organization for girls, and how they might be different or a part of scouting. That is the Campfire Girls. Are you in any way familiar with that?
stories in. Not at all, Larry. I know I am aware of the program, but I don't know what their focus is. I know, and just for information, the Boy Scouts, well, you have to get your names correctly. The name of the corporation is the Boy Scouts of America, and the other one is the Girl Scouts of America, and they are two entirely separate organizations. They have each one of them, they do some very similar things, but obviously in the Girl Scout program, the focus is a little bit different. In the Boy Scout program, when they finally made the decision, and I'm going back, I think, 6 or 7 years now, to allow girls to participate in the program, I have a couple of, well, in fact, I've got my original Boy Scout handbook that I had when I was a youth. Now we have, we call it Scout Me In. They had to take the word boy out of it. That's just some changes with the times. Like I said earlier, I wish my daughter had been able to participate in that program. And like I say, she has a 30-year-old son, so that tells you all that my feelings go way back on that. But anyway, the Campfire Girls, I don't know that at least up here in Western North Carolina, I'm not aware that there is an active program, but then there are a number of youth programs that have the outdoors as part of their, the way their program works, that I am really not very familiar with, so I can't answer your question, but most of those programs, there's a couple of others that are affiliated with some of the churches that all use the outdoors as their, what I call the vehicle. There's a whole lot you can do with outdoors, and it just makes for a good program. Anyway, let's see if Chad's got his act back together. We'll turn it back to you, Larry, in case he's always here.
That's interesting, and I know things are changing, and in some places in an uproar. We'll let it go at that. But another organization that I think did some combining was Big Brothers, and then there was an organization, Big Sisters, and now they're Big Brothers dash or hyphen or whatever, Big Sisters. Big Brother, Big Sisters. It's one organization now. And that could be as society changes, like in all kinds of ways, like radically in some cases, it's probably a good thing to combine resources and I think back to my high school days and between, I have a brother 3 years younger. And between the time that I went through, freshman, sophomore year, none of the boys would take typing class. So I didn't have any typing structured. So imagine the difficulty that I have now with a keyboard. I mean, everybody uses a keyboard, an actual keyboard or buttons on a phone or, something. It's become quite a valuable skill to have. When my brother, just 3 years younger, he came along, all the boys wanted to be in typing class. And he told me once, he says, you know why we wanted to be in typing class? It's because all the girls were there. And yeah, okay, fine. But as it worked out, it was a good skill for him to have. And I totally missed that boat. Anyway, thanks for coming in there, Harry, and filling in some gaps for me. Chad, how's it going there? KK4, JBQ, back to you.
4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'll tell you exactly how it's going.
$10 kajillion worth of communication equipment, and I'm down to a handy. But I hope I'm making it, am I?
Yep. The sound level is a little lower, but it's perfectly readable, and I will be happy with it. KK4JVQ.
All right, well, that's all that matters, I guess, you know, as long as I'm getting out. But I figured out, you know, I had to get my cable. I only have 2 meter capabilities right now with one radio. So I'm working on it, though. The details have just slow. It's just so slow, you know. So it is what it is. I'll figure out what's going on with the power supply. But you know, like I said, if the handy's working, it's working.
Good to have several radios. I don't think I'd refuse any, but and I do have some. I've said this before, but I'll just have to say it again. I don't transmit with Baofengs, but they make a great extension speaker, you know? If I leave this room, I can't hear. If I go, you know, 10 feet away through the house, I can no longer hear it unless I turn it way up or something, and that's, you know, disturbing other people. So I have these Baofeng radios in other rooms of the house, and I just turn it on, and there it is. I can listen. And that's even more important than talking sometimes.
I, you know, a little bit disappointed, to be honest with you. I'm just so proud of myself. But I'm not sure what's... obviously, something else is an issue. So I guess I'll have to do a little more digging tomorrow, I guess, or just set it aside and put old Trusty in, I guess. But anyway, Larry, if that's all you got for us tonight, let me move on down through the net. And it was nice talking to you and Harry too. So I learned a few things about the Boy Scouts. But anyway, let me move on through and get on down the Lobster. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N 4 SMH, Josh and Greer, negative, negative.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome N4 SMH, Mr. Josh and Greer, and KO4 PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So I guess that's it for tonight, and have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, KC4EZM.
Go ahead, Harry.
We'll give you one more comment, Chaz. I think I have heard in some of your comments that your wife is an educator. I think you said she was going to be a high school principal, which is another one of those challenging jobs. But just tell her that your ham shack is kind of like an education. It's called a process of gradual achievement, sometimes more gradual and sometimes less gradual. With that, we'll part ways, Chad. I've enjoyed this. It's been kind of fun. KC4EZN.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. It's just, I'm at the point now to where it's extremely slow. I built my patch panel yesterday, and I'm really liking it. But it took me half a day, three quarters of a day to get that straightened out or get it working. So I've got four rows, three deep of PO250 or SO239, 9 deep of end connectors, SMA male, SMA female, and B and C. So I can just radio to that antenna or from that antenna to that radio, and I'm telling you, it paid off tonight because I was able to find the cable and plug my handy right into it. So brings everything out where it's just nice and easy to get to.
Real good. I have seen pictures of how they do that at W1AW, the ARRL station, and it's just that simple. They've got a row of, they use B and C connectors, and they've got a row of connectors that, you know, each one of them hooks to an antenna. And there's another row of connectors, and each one of those hooks to a radio, and basically they do just exactly what you did. They've got little, I don't know, foot-long jumpers, and you just hook the appropriate, hook the radio to the appropriate antenna for what you're going to do. So I think your time was well spent there. That sounds real good. Right now, my patch cord is not quite as sophisticated as that. I've got a bunch of thimbles that screw into a door where I'm at with my radio. It was supposed to be a doorway, and they changed their mind somewhere along the way, and they filled the hole with a door that's mostly windowed. And I bit the bullet and did some work and drill holes, and I've got some like 3-inch long threaded connectors on it attached to the door. You've done a much neater arrangement than I've got, but it works. Anyway, good talking to you, Chad. We'll see you somewhere else down the log or the road or wherever we happen to cross next time. And it could be tomorrow night, who knows. Back to you. KO4NUE, KC4EZN.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I said, I do like it. I have, like I said, 3 rows, antenna, radio, and then ground. So when I leave this ham shack, I can just take the antenna and send it to ground, or take the radio and send it to ground. You know, just screws right on there real quick. So I think it's going to pay it off. It definitely paid off tonight. So, but anyway, appreciate the comments, Harry, and you be safe up there in Candler, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
All right, check.
Tom?
If you need to borrow, I think I got a 35 amp one over here, Chan, or if you need components, you know where to get them.
Yeah, what I did. I know exactly what I did wrong. I'll tell you about it. I'm too embarrassed to say it over the radio, but SCRs are sized for a reason. So I can't get away with it, can you?
As we used to say, it's a classic case of operator error. Now, that's one thing I don't have too many of. Gosh, it's been many years ago. I gave Gary one when I first moved down here. He needed one. And I'm not sure that I even have one for the crowbar circuit, but yeah, I know what you're talking about, and that's very true. But I do have a small switch mode that will run a radio that I bought just for a spare. That'll run a 2-meter radio. I'd have to walk over there and look at the amperage on it, but don't run anything that's grounded into one of those pass transistors on the back of there, or it'll take it out also. I found that out the hard way, the central TR.
That, well, like I said, I know exactly what I did, and I did. I knew it was a gamble when I put it in there. I just hope I didn't do any additional damage trying to get by, you know. But lesson learned. That's, you know, sometimes you get away with it, but not tonight. Right in the middle of the net. Great. But that's okay. I recovered. But anyway, let me get on, Tom, and let me get on through closing it out. I'll give you a holler tomorrow, sir. All right. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, any additional comments, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Welcome, K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you're doing well, sir. Alright, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In and out. KQ4HLZ, Benson in Marshall, North Carolina.
Welcome, KQ4HLZ. That's Mr. Benson in Marshall, North Carolina. Mr. Benson, hope you're doing well. I think that's the first time you checked in with me. So, 73, sir. We'll see you later on down the log. All right, with that, I'll go ahead and submit my net report. Please stand by, and we'll close the net down for the night.
Well, if you got two more over here in Georgia, just waiting patiently, you know, as the wind blows. Checking in November 4, Delta Mike Echo in for DME, Paul. And Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra, that's done. We're both over here in the Windy City at Tacoa. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Got you. N4DME, Mr. Paul in Tacoa. He brings along the old man. AA4QS, Mr. Donald in Tacoa as well. Paul, you tell old man we said hello. Hope he's doing well, and you too, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. Tonight, folks, I enjoyed it. Appreciate the opportunity to be your net controller tonight. I'll say 73s to all on the net, and I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is KO4NUE. I'm clear.